This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bearing witness that none has the right to be worshipped or unconditionally obeyed except for Him. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His final messenger. We ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon Him, the prophets and messengers that came before Him, His family and companions that served alongside Him, and those that follow in His blessed path until the Day of Judgment. And we ask Allah to make us amongst them. Allahumma ameen. Dear brothers and sisters, I want to begin this khutbah first and foremost by remembering our brothers and sisters in Morocco and Libya and in every other place where we have suffered with these disasters that have struck us and shaken us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on their dead. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect their living. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comfort their hurting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala find those that are lost and recover them so that their families can be at ease with them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our ummah, protect the fuqara and the masakeen, the weak ones, wherever they may be, and relieve the stress of the distressed. Allahumma ameen. And Allah knows that it is indeed distressing when we see these images coming out on such a recurring basis from Turkey, from Indonesia, from now Morocco, and places that we don't even expect it from, places like Libya. But at the same time, dear brothers and sisters, what I wanted to focus on was a very different angle, I hope, inshallah ta'ala, with this particular subject of natural disasters, but with a very familiar question. A question is often asked as we see these things around us: is this a sign of the Day of Judgment? Does this mean that the Day of Judgment is near? Because generally speaking, when you read the signs of the Day of Judgment, you see that the Prophet ﷺ is speaking about mass deception, he's speaking about mass disaster, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He's speaking about the loss of clarity, the death of the scholars, the loss of morals, the appearance of all sorts of diseases, spiritual and physical, basically the collapse of the humankind at the physical and spiritual and moral level in every way possible. And indeed, the Prophet ﷺ did mention, when it comes to earthquakes, that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, wa takthuru zilazil. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that there will be plentiful earthquakes. And in fact, you know, some of the scholars commented on this. They said that there would come a time that people would wake up, and if there was not an earthquake on the earth, they would say, alhamdulillah, there was no earthquake today. Can you imagine the flip, both in terms of entitlement to blessing as well as entitlement to security, when people wake up in the morning and they sleep at night and they say, we dodged one today, we were extended a day. Whereas now it is, of course, the opposite, where we don't expect tragedy, we don't expect disaster, and so when it happens, it shakes us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to protect our faith and to protect our families. Allahumma ameen. So yes, it is mentioned as one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, and it is a serious sign, and it's something that we have to pay attention to. But I want to broaden that discussion for a bit, inshaAllah ta'ala. And here's what I want us to think about very deeply, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, in the next 15, 20 minutes or so, which is this idea that natural disasters expose certain things about us, both at the collective level as well as the individual level. Natural disasters expose things about us. And this is a consistent theme, subhanAllah, through the dunya, all the way to Yawm al-Qiyamah, from this life to the next life, that disasters and our sense of security, once it is removed, bring out something of us that we have to pay attention to. At the level of the corruption of mankind and the diseases and the disasters that are very much so in our hands, these natural disasters expose unnatural neglect, unnatural greed, unnatural disparities. You know, when we talk about ecological devastation, that's one element of this. But I want to even move that further. Al-adl is to put things back in their place. Justice is to put things back in their place. And when things are put properly in their place, you don't have the disparities in infrastructure that you have in the world today that are very much so within our hands. You don't have the greed that is present, that is very unnatural. And so when Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah ta'ala, assumed the leadership of this ummah and established al-adl, established justice, put things in their place, then there was no one to receive zakat anymore. And so this is a very unnatural feature that we have amongst us in terms of neglect, in terms of the presence of greed, in terms of the disparity that exists within us, the global poverty that is now showing up in so many different ways, some more disastrous than others. But when you talk about how much of the world, almost 1 billion people living under the line of poverty, 500 million in Muslim countries live under $1 a day, that's not something for us to be proud of. That's something for us to be very introspective about and ask ourselves, what does this expose about us as humanity? It lays things bare. Greed, disparity, neglect, all of that is laid bare for us to see at the individual level. It also exposes to us our vulnerabilities. Subhanallah, the earth that you count on for stability and the skies that you count on for sustenance become the exact opposite in an instant. And that's why قَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. When the ground shakes, man says, what is happening to it? Why is it shaking? The water comes down and you look to it for rizq, for sustenance, and suddenly the water bursts through the streets and subhanAllah, you have landslides, you have all sorts of disasters and floods that are caused, and we know that the Day of Judgment unfolds in that way. SubhanAllah, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he commented just on the period between the two blows, an-nafkhu fi s-sur, the two blows, the one that takes and then the one that resurrects. And he said between them is 40, a shaking of the earth of 40. Up to 40 years? Can you imagine, subhanAllah, if you talk to someone, and I know some of you have experienced being in an earthquake, 5 seconds feels like 500 years. Imagine 40 years of the earth shaking between the two blows. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyah. May Allah azza wa jalla grant us protection and allow us to be amongst those who are spared. Allahumma ameen. So there is a sense of power, and that zalzala, that day of judgment, you've been warned about many, many times. In fact, it shows up in Surah Al-Hajj. Ya ayyuhan nas ittaqoo rabbakum inna zalzalatas sa'ah. Right? Allah azza wa jalla mentions, be mindful of your Lord. The zalzala, the shaking of the hour, shayun azeem, is a mighty thing. And so all of these little things that happen relative to the big thing are to remind you of that, your vulnerability. So it exposes our vulnerabilities. It lays bare our insecurities. It lays bare our dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It lays bare our weaknesses, even when we think we have reached peak strength. All of that is true. But then on the individual level, this is what I want us to think about, inshaAllah ta'ala, for a moment. What does it lay bare about us as individuals when these things start to happen to us? Now, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she quoted the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about how a large group of people could be killed and then they are resurrected in accordance with their faith. At the end of the day, multiple people can be sucked into the earth or taken away by water or whatever it may be at a large scale, but then they are resurrected in accordance with their iman, with their faith. Their resurrection is very different. What will be laid bare is what comes out of their hearts at the end of the day when they are resurrected. When we are here on this earth, what is laid bare in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of disaster? And there is a lot to pay attention to in this regard. And I wanted to share a quote from Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, rahimahullah ta'ala. It's also in a very similar format to what Imam Hassan al-Basri, rahimahullah, said. He said, "An-nasu ma damu fi afiyah masrurin." People, when they are spared, are generally okay. They're happy. They're okay when they're spared from the difficulties of this world, from the tragedies of this world, from the tests of this world. But he said, فَإِذَا نَزَلَ الْبَلَاءُ صَارُوا إِلَى حَقَائِقِهِمْ. When tragedy strikes them, they then resort to their true nature. When tragedy strikes them, they resort to their true nature. You know, Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about this in regards to the Day of Judgment. أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّرَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Will they not know when the graves, just think of the image, The bodies come out from the graves, and what is deeply buried within the chest comes out. يَوْمَ تُبِلَ السَّرَائِرِ, the day that those secrets that no one knew but you come out of the chest and they flow from you. And you're brought to account by those secrets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allahumma ameen. So there's this idea of exposure on the Day of Judgment, right? Imagine people rising from their graves and then things coming out of them, being laid bare. But he's saying, if you live past a tragedy, and this is one of the benefits of living past a tragedy, is to learn from that tragedy. He says, إِذَا نَزَلَ الْبَلَاءُ صَارُوا إِلَىٰ حَقَائِقِهِمْ. They go back to their true nature. What they really are comes out of them. So he says, فَصَارَ الْمُؤْمِنُ إِلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ. The believer resorts back to his faith. The believer resorts back to their faith. Their iman shines. And he says, فَصَارَ النِّفَاقُ, فَصَارَ الْمُنَافِقُ إِلَىٰ نِفَاقِهِ. And he said, and as for the hypocrite exposes their hypocrisy. The hypocrisy of the hypocrite comes out. The belief of the believer comes out. You resort back to your true being, your true sense, when tragedy descends upon you. Now I'm going to continue the quote in a bit, inshallah ta'ala, but I want you to think about this for a moment. If you lived past a tragedy or a test that came to you, what was the first word that came to your mouth when the test hit you, and what was the course of action that you took afterwards? This is the instructive part of it. Allah Azza wa Jal tested you with something and you're still here, alhamdulillah, we're still alive, which is the hope in this all, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a chance to get this right, because your door of tawbah is still open. Your door of returning to your Lord is still open. When you got hit last time by something that really, really shook you, what was the first word that came out of your mouth, and then what was the course of action that ensued afterwards? That was your haqiqah at the time. That was your reality at the time. Is it still your reality right now? If it is, what are you doing to generate a new reality so that when a tragedy strikes you again, that reality is the one that will show itself? That is the lesson here. And it's a powerful lesson. If you think about earthquake drills, and you think about hurricane drills, and you think about all the drills that we have, the safety drills that you do in your home or whatever it may be to prepare yourself for a tragedy that seems like it has a high probability of happening in your life. What's the internal earthquake drill that you have? What's the internal disaster drill that you have? What's the internal test drill that you have where you actually show something about yourself that you want to see? And that's why he continues, and he says, فَصَارَ الْمُؤْمِنُ إِلَىٰ إِيمَانِهِ وَالْمُنَافِقُ إِلَىٰ نِفَاقِهِ فَسَارِعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. So rush back to your Lord. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَزَالُ الْعَبْدُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا كَانَ لَهُ وَاعِظٌ مِّن نَفْسِهِ. He said, because a servant is always going to be in khayr, in good, as long as they have an internal mechanism. وَاعِظٌ مِّن نَفْسِهِ, an internal mechanism. You've got the drills on the inside, the warnings on the inside, to where you already know exactly how to act when that moment actually hits you. Because you've rehearsed it and prepared for it over and over and over and over again. The spiritual drill is there. وَاعِظُ مِن نَفْسِهِ means Allah doesn't need to put you through a natural disaster for you to think about the Day of Judgment. Allah doesn't need to shake the earth beneath you for you to be confident and certain that one day the entirety of the earth will shake and I will be needing, you know, that faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed me to have to draw from, and that's what I want to come out of me. I don't need something catastrophic to happen for me to be prepared for my meeting with my Lord, because I have wa'idhu min nafsihi. I have that person inside of me, that warning inside of me. And so when you see an earthquake hit, or you see a flood come, and you see this image of a person who in the midst of it all goes, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. You think that person is just learning La ilaha illallah? Or is that the haqiqah, the reality of La ilaha illallah, that has already been nurtured inside that person, day in and day out? So when the tragedy came, that haqiqah, that reality showed itself, La ilaha illallah. Now by the way, that doesn't mean you judge people that are running and fleeing, because they could be doing dhikr while they're running and fleeing for their lives. The point is that those things are not accidental in nature. That type of a response that is generated is not accidental in its nature. That's something that comes through those internal disaster drills over and over and over again. And whether you live to see the day of judgment or you live to see your qiyamah in death, which you will all live to see, and we will all live to see, and that's the one that the Prophet ﷺ said to focus on. What is the haqiqah, what is the reality of you that is going to come out, and how many times have you rehearsed that to yourself? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start to test mankind, and this is what becomes very interesting. As our ulama mentioned, Allah Azza wa Jal will test mankind with the unfamiliar once their hearts have become hardened to the familiar. Once your heart has become used to the familiar and it's still not waking you up, then the unfamiliar comes as well. So disasters that don't typically hit this place, hit this place. Tests that don't typically come to this place, come to this place. And it shows you that even in the places where you thought you had that greatest sense of strength, you're actually just as weak over there. That is not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to terrify you. That's not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause you anxiety. That is so that each and every single one of us can think about who we are on the inside and to have that wa'idu min nafsihi. And he said, wa kanat al muhasabatu min himmatihi. And you have that internal self-accountability that is always there. And so if you lived past a test and something came out from you, and I'm not just talking about if you lived through an earthquake, the last time, I want you to think about the last time something really, really hard happened to you. And if you reacted in a way that's a little bit disappointing, your first word wasn't the best, your course of action was not the best. What are you doing now, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to generate that haqiqah inside of you, that reality inside of you, that you want to naturally come out in those few seconds? يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives firmness to those who believe بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ with لا إله إلا الله at all of those times. That has to be a lived reality, and that has to be something that's always front and center for us, with which we go through the drills over and over and over again. Rehearse them in your mind. If it struck today, am I ready? If it happens now, am I ready? How will I respond? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts ready, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to always be in a state that is pleasing to Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always find us amongst His devoted servants that are turned to Him in hope and in fear and in love and looking forward to that meeting with Him and longing for an eternity alongside our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fil firdaus al-a'la. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on our brothers and sisters in Morocco and in Libya and wherever they are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be there for our brothers and sisters that have been overcome by these disasters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring out of us that which is pleasing to Him, whether we are the subject of that disaster or whether we are its observer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepare us for the day of judgment and grant us our paradise and protect us from the fire. Allahumma ameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullahi wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, we'll be raising money inshallah ta'ala for the victims, and this is one of the ways in which we show something good of us bi-idhnillahi ta'ala when we see disaster. So please do donate generously inshallah ta'ala to the victims of the Moroccan earthquake as well as the floods in Libya, and pay attention and keep them in your du'as inshallah. اللهم اغفر المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا ولا تعذبنا. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا رب ارحمهما كما ربونا صغارا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والكاذبين ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم أهلك الظالمين بالظالمين وأخرجنا وإخواننا من بين المسالمين. عباد الله, الله أن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمائه يزد لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.